evening. How you doing? How about it for the Trout Brothers Band opening up the show, huh? My boys.
Thank you.
First time. I've been touring the UK with my band now for 27 years, and it's about time we got here. It's been a while. Let's play the blues, boys. Key of A minor. Dedicate this song to Mr. B.B. King. I met B.B. King when I was 16 years old. I said, "Mr. King, I'm trying to learn how to play the blues on my guitar." He said, "Come in, sit down, boy." And he talked to me for over an hour that day. He inspired me a lot. He put me on the path. Many years later, I was the guitar player with Mr. John Mayall, and B.B. King became my buddy. Great honor for me. I think B.B. King is the greatest blues man that ever lived, and this goes out to his memory. Say goodbye.
Play on, baby.
sailed right through the night like this. Because the road has finally taken you to a place where everything'll be alright. No more pain. Go there with me, fellas. Do it now.
Thank you.
say goodbye. Feeling that, I got off. So I'll tell you what, we'll just do that song about 5 more times and we'll call it a night. Just kidding. Actually, we're gonna do some songs off Battle Scars right now, the album Battle Scars. So now we begin the morbid portion of the program. Battle Scars was my attempt at telling a story in music of what happened to me in the past few years. And just to sum it up real quick, I got a liver disease when the disease kicked in. Over the course of 4 months, I lost 120 pounds. 4 months. An amazing weight loss program. I don't recommend it though. They put me in the hospital. I was on my back for 8 months. In that time, I developed brain damage. I lost the ability to speak. I didn't recognize my own kids or my own wife. At the last moment, after 8 months flat on my back, at the last moment, they gave me a liver transplant and they saved my life. But when I got out of the hospital after the 8 months, I was still in bad shape. I had to get therapy and relearn how to talk. Sometimes I still have problem finding the words. I had to relearn how to walk because I hadn't been on my feet for 8 months. And also when I got out of the hospital, I could no longer play the guitar. It was gone. I didn't know how to do it. So I sat on the couch every day for 1 year for maybe 5-6 hours. And I practiced, and I relearned, and I got it back. And, yeah. What else was I going to do? I've been doing this since 1969. I didn't know what else to do, you know. So I would actually watch videos of myself and go, who the hell is that guy? I can't do that. But it came back. And when it came back, I wrote a bunch of songs about what happened. It became the album Battle Scars. The songs are graphic, they're morbid, they're dark, and yes, they're depressing. But that's the blues. Here's the opening track, I'm Almost Gone. Yeah. inside of me, but it is never there. Now I've got regrets for things I used to do so long ago. Whoa. I wish I could go back, do it over, knowing what I knew. Andrew L. helping me on the vocals there. Here's another happy little ditty. It's a lighthearted little number about laying on my back there for 8 months. And I was thinking, when I wrote this, I was thinking about that I got to know that hospital real well because it was my home for all that time. And during the day, there was a lot of action. There was a lot of energy in there in that liver ward. They had lights on. It was visitors, there was doctors, there was stuff happening. There was always something to get your attention, like they're carrying a dead guy out or something, you know. And but at night, everything stops. There's no energy. There's no people. There's no nothing. They turn all the lights out. They say, now you need to get some sleep. A half an hour later, they walk in, they turn on the light. Are you sleeping? So I dreaded nighttime. I mean, I dreaded it because I laid there all night and every minute was like 10 hours.
Thank you.
Mr. Button, please hear me call. But nobody's coming to help me. But I can hear them. They're out there laughing in the hall. And my IV is beeping. It hurts my head. And spirits are creeping all around my bed. I'm looking in hell. Right now I'm going to invite my son John to come out and play some numbers with us. You saw him earlier. Give it up for John Trout, would you please? Here's one about waiting for that phone call that they have found that life-saving organ. And I don't mean a Hammond B3. I mean they have found the organ that's going to save your life. I waited 8 months for that phone call. I was one of the lucky ones. I got it. There's a whole lot of people around me that weren't so lucky. You need to sign up and be an organ donor and save some lives. Here we go. Oh, prescription. Take another pill. You're hanging on into one more day for tomorrow. And yeah, so far away, so far away. We'll be right back. much. I feel like having a father-son jam session right now. Here's a song I did with Mr. John Mayall.
We'll be right back.
time that I could not break free. And all night long he told me, you ain't never gonna be the man that you used to be. Thank you. I'm Young John Trout right there. I'm going to invite my buddy Andrew Weld now to come up and help us out on this next number. Give it up for Andrew Weld. You saw him a little earlier. Okay, here's another one off of Battle Scars. And the story behind this one is that when I'd been on my back there for a good, like after about 6 months, I gave up hope. I'd had it. I knew I wasn't gonna make it and I wanted to get the hell out of there. So I would tell my wife, would you just take me home? Get me out of here, just get me home. She wouldn't do that. She wanted me to have the best chance. So when I would ask her that, what she would do is, she'd climb into that hospital bed, she'd hold me really tightly, and she'd whisper in my ear, okay, Walter, you're home. This is my tribute to her. She gave me strength when I didn't have any.
Couldn't hold it back, we couldn't keep it all inside. So far away, I remember when I'd say to you, baby, I'd say, please take. Lay with me and you would hold.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. guitar right there.
Thank you.
for coming out tonight, Willie Babe. We've had a ball playing for you. But before we go, I gotta say one thing. The only reason I'm here tonight is that some stranger out in mid-America signed up to be an organ donor. When that person did that, they saved my life. I got a piece of them right here. Sometimes I look down and I think, hey, how do you like being on stage? Is it too loud for you? But I want you to think about something here before we go. I have to do this. I'm an advocate now. You have 8 organs in you that are life-saving. That means when you pass on, if you choose to recycle your parts, you can save 8 people's lives. 8 people. And in this world right now that's full of hatred and violence and shit like that, to save 8 lives would be a beautiful thing. And so I want you to think about it. I'm not sure how you sign up in this country, but I know that in the States, there's just not enough donors. Right now in America, there's 120,000 people on the waiting list, and every month we lose at least 2,000 of those people because they can't get the organ they need, and that's just a travesty. I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm living proof. It can work miracles. It's an incredible medical technology. You just need to sign up. So with that, I want to say good night, God bless you, and thank you all so much.
Thank you.
I gotta tune up. Your G string. I hate when that happens. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me, the girl who lives there. She was once a true lover. Snowflake storm, all the rivers freeze and summer ends. Please see she's wearing a coat so warm. You got to keep her from the howling winds. Many times I have often prayed. I pray in the darkness of my night, and I pray in the lightness of my lonely day. Yes, I love her for all of my life. Let's do a little Chuck Berry. Thank you. If it's a slow song, we'll hold.